we played really well tonight. We were like last five games, let's be honest. We kept four clean sheets, and tonight we've done the same. So the pattern, the minimum is there, you know, because those clean sheets, not only clean sheets, you can concede a goal, but you feel more secure when you know that they have to do something extra to score a goal. And then that is a great cornerstone. But we deserve it totally, not only with the character and with the game plan that the guys executed brilliantly, but also with our quality, especially in the second half, where that we deserve to score. We took so many balls up on the pitch, and then especially after we scored the goal, they lost a bit of composure because they wanted to score two goals in one attack. And then we, which sounds strange, but we created more situations to score a second one than them to equalize. Of course, there's always, with their quality and all that, there's always a possibility that they're going to equalize. But fortunately, it wasn't the case, and we defended magnificently today.
And you knew you'd have to work as a team. Each and every individual would have to work really hard. Ayew worked really hard, dragged players up the pitch. Caleri worked hard.
We had a plan, you know, we showed them. What sounds strange, but we used two patterns, not only our last few games, but they play a bit differently, okay? They have like that composure and everything. And we used the game last year, was a good pattern that we beat them at Upton Park 1-0, but more than that, because it's a new team now with us, we used some videos of the game that we lost 3-2 at White Hart Lane in November, but we played really good in that game. We neutralized them, we were winning 2-1 up until 2 minutes to go, and we showed them what we have to do, and we had back five, and in front of them those four that you mentioned, Ayew, Guyate, Noble and Lanzini, were basically stopping them playing the balls in between the lines for Dele Alli and for Eriksen, where they are the best. And when they passed it, those balls, our three center backs were also not going back. They were there tight on them, especially on Harry Kane, and that's how we stopped them, basically.
We've been in this room this season, you and I, and yeah. some nights have been hard, and emotional nights as well. Now you're on the other side. Now you're safe. How does it feel, Slaven?
It feels great, but look, it feels great to be safe. It's no time, and I don't like to moan. It's more time to talk about it after the season when we analyze. But if you want me to say one sentence, it's like, I'm a long time in football, and nothing can surprise you in football, but what we lived in this season, like how many obstacles from the first, on and off the pitch, from the first day, basically, of the preseason, was pretty unbelievable. So I praise the players that have done it at the end of the day. Maybe the whole England or whatever is expected from us to like not to be in this situation, but believe me, considering everything they've done brilliantly.
And you've got games to play, I understand that, but do you already now lay down plans for next year, players you can bring in? Because you don't want to be in this situation again. You're Slaven Bilic, so I know what you're like. Mm. You want to be the other end of the table.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, we were talking about it. You are spending 20% or whatever of your time talking and planning. I had a talk with the director and with the scout, with the chief scout on Wednesday, like today before, but that's 20%, 80%, you are in Spurs game, you are, mm-hmm. because you want to do it. That's the one, but to be fair now, the only thing that I'm going to think about is Liverpool game and then Burnley game, because we're in a situation that we want to win as many points as we can. Because we can finish also quite in a good position if we gain more points. So we ain't gonna stop now. Of course we ain't gonna stop.